Okay, but we must talk about our the book that we've been reading for November, which was by Grégoire Delacour. It's The List of My Desires, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
It's a very clever twist to the book as well.
Yes, it took my breath away, that bit. See, I don't know whether we should mention the bit.
But in a way, you sort of don't want to.
No,
do you?
Because it is such a
surprise.
Because
it will spoil it, yeah.
Yes, but it did. I turned the page, read that sentence and thought, oh, no. Which is amazing, you know, when a book can do that for you. But it's quite a simplistic tale to start with, isn't
very,
it?
And it's quite an easy book to read as well, isn't it?
Yes. The sentences at the beginning, it's almost like a diary. It's so straightforward and simplistic, very sparse. And it's about just an ordinary family. The wife is a little bit long-suffering. The father doesn't sound particularly desirable, but the husband, that is, they've got children, and they sort of struggle to make ends meet, I think. So everybody's dream of winning the lottery does appeal in some ways. Would it change their lives? How would it change their lives? And they're just sort of muddling along, and the wife, who's called Jocelyn, and in fact the husband's called Jocelyn as well. And she says, what are the chances of that?
I mean, it's quite entertaining, isn't it? It's quite amusing, all these little throwaways within
yes.
the book as well.
And also, is it a throwaway? You know, we come onto the significance of the names later, which is quite interesting. But the couple, they're making ends meet. They're trundling along. We're hearing the story mainly from the wife's perspective. And so we're hearing about what she'd like to be a bit different. She does sort of take things into her own hands a little bit because she gets the opportunity of running a haberdashery shop. So she takes this over. She's working there to start with, but she's able to buy the shop. And she does have a little bit of a creative flair because she starts a blog, which sounds really lovely, actually, because it's all the things that she stocks in the shop, all the buttons and the ribbons, and she tells stories about them. And she builds up this little community of people who read her blog.
She becomes quite popular, doesn't she?
She does, yes. We have details of the amount of hits that she gets as we go through the book. But she does decide to buy a lottery ticket, and she does win a significant amount of money.
And I don't think we should say any more, really, because I think you should go, if you haven't read the book, if you're thinking of reading it, then, I mean, it's just lovely, isn't it? The way... And it's quite sad, actually, at the end as well.
It is. It wasn't what I was expecting. And certainly with the lists, she starts her lists just as any of us would. The sort of the practical things and then the wish list, and it sort of
Because she decides she doesn't cash her ticket straight away, and she thinks, do I really want this or don't I? You know, what would I use the money for? And I love the way the lists change
yes.
as well.
Yes. It's also interesting how...
we're being so tactful, aren't we?
A husband and wife would look at the money differently. It sort of... explores that a little bit, but also because she was the ticket holder, she visits the advisors from the lottery company, and they tell her, you've got to beware, because now you'll have lots of hangers-on and people will see you differently and they'll relate to you differently because you've got all this money. And that's what makes her think, well, do I really want it? Do I want my relationships to change? So a very simplistic book, but there are lots of little things that make you think in it. And as we said, it has got that twist, so it's not straightforward.
I think it's a charming book as well. I just love the descriptions. I mean you sort of, the blurb for the book says, when Jocelyn looks herself in the mirror, she sees a middle-aged married woman, runs a dressmaking shop, lives a very ordinary existence. And she's actually not, I mean, there's a lovely description really early on when she undresses in front of the mirror and sees herself as beautiful, even though she knows she's quite rotund and so on. I think loads of us can sort of empathise and sort of see ourselves there as well.
Yes, but it's also very deep and meaningful about relationships as well, because what she's been doing all her life, the allowances that she's made for things, but effectively the depth of her feelings for her family members, and particularly her husband, is really quite powerful, I think. And it's interesting how she evaluates that as she's got this money, as she's got the ability to change her life, to make her life what she wants it to be. So what does she want her life to be? And when you're confronted with something like that, well, that is quite a thing to consider, because what would you change? And would you really, really?
Do you really, really, really yes. want it to change? It's a book with lots of deep meanings, but it doesn't feel like that when you're reading. It's really clever. And if you haven't read it already, I mean, if you have it would be lovely if you would just tweet us or text us and just tell us what you thought. But if you haven't, maybe put this as one of those books that you could either get at the library, get yourself a copy as well. So The List of My Desires by Grégoire Delacour. It's on my Facebook page. So if you can't write it down as you speak, then go and have a look and maybe get a copy for somebody in your family, maybe as a present as well.